Hachette Audio presents Reign of Iron, Age of Iron, Book 3. Written by Angus Watson. Read by Sean Barrett.
Prologue, the Aegean Sea, 85 BC. As shipwrecks went, it was undramatic. Arguing over whether the basking shark 100 yards to starboard was larger than the basking shark that they'd seen earlier, the two lookouts failed to spot a granite megalith, relic of a town drowned by the sea many years before, which brooded a couple of hands' breadth beneath the sparkling surface. The cargo vessel rolled up on a gentle wave, crunched down onto the rock, scraped along horribly for a few heartbeats, then sailed on. 100 paces later, the deck was sloping unnaturally, and the captain shouted the order to lower the sail. Water lapped over the starboard gunwale, curses and pleas rang out from the cargo below deck, and the ship tilted more worryingly. There was an island ever nearby, but waves exploded all along its cliff-fringed coastline. Still, young Titus Pontius Felix didn't understand that anything was particularly amiss. The cargo was always yelling, and, according to stories that a string of nannies had told him, ships sank in storms. Today was sunny, so he was sure that everything was all right, and the grown-ups would swiftly resolve the problem. Only when he heard a voice below shout in broken Latin,
"Chance take off! Bell cursed stinking sheets! Sinkin' we sinkin'! We are sinkin'!"
Did the 6-year-old, who'd grow up to be King Zadar's and Julius Caesar's druid, grasp what was going on?
"Crew and passengers to the tenders!" shouted the Iberian captain, fists on hips, red-bearded face split by a foul-toothed grin. "She's going down like a Roman boy on his Tudor!"
Felix didn't know what he meant, but he did not like the man's tone. Surely a shipwreck was a time for seriousness. His father clearly agreed.
"It is not going down," he shouted, short arms flapping as he struggled to keep his feet on the slanting deck. "We cannot be sinking. Do you have any concept of the cargo's value?"
"I do. I can give you an exact price for your wares," said the Iberian. He was almost twice Felix's father's height. "Considering..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?